fact number four, horsemanship is vital. Mental and emotional training does not replace riding skills. Often at expos, I will have people who have had accidents come up to me for some help, and what had happened really was that they were on a horse, or it would sound like they were on a horse that was really unsuited for them, or they did not have the riding skills to be in the situation they were in, or they were in a dangerous situation. And as much as I would like to help them to regain their confidence after an accident, the first step, well, a step simultaneous to the mental and emotional training would be to work on the appropriateness of the horse and horsemanship skills and make sure that all is safe and building in a sequential manner there. So this training can never really replace the skills you have on your horse. You could have all the great mental training in the world and you wouldn't have confidence on your horse any more than I would have confidence as a flying trapeze artist with the mental and emotional skills I know. So that's a pretty scary thought. So that's the reason for horsemanship articles on the website. Horsemanship or skill mastering for your discipline almost always have something to do with the challenge you are facing mentally and emotionally. If you are having problems with your horse, seek help and input, and don't take it on as something is wrong with you. If you know how to ride and do specific things, but you're having a hard time just getting it done, apply some of the thinking and acting tools with going back to watching videos and figuring out where you're going wrong and focus on the feeling of what you know how to do. Also, besides your horsemanship, you must get skills specific for your discipline. Love learning about the specific kinds of things of your discipline. Love it and don't feel pressure that you are supposed to know. It's just part of the journey. All of the people I've had the great pleasure to interview during the Insights series talk about this. You know, it's really interesting. Almost all of them feel as if they've just begun to learn about horses. I just really love that. So please invest in yourself for both horsemanship and skill-specific tasks. Fact number five, this is your job. No one else can do this work for you. It is totally within you. It is totally your job. The only thing you ultimately have control over is how you think and how you feel. You have control of your response to things and people around you, but not the people and the things. We try and try to control the things, but the power lies in controlling our own thoughts and emotions. That switch in thinking and approach to writing and to life is so freeing. So, your mind, your body, and your emotions are unique to you. I have to laugh. There's a story of the person who goes on vacation, and the only problem is that he or she has to take themselves with them. You know, it's like, I'd like to get away, but I have to take myself. Or at the old, wherever I go, there I am. Darn. So our goal is to make taking ourselves with us a true joy and ready to ride our horse.